The process to find a long-term home for Space Command was initially supposed to be wrapped up months ago. The Pentagon released a list of 6 finalists, 4 of which were in Colorado, but leaders in other states alleged a lack of transparency in the selection process, and it was started over.
A little bit frustrated because we felt like we competed very well last year.
Reggie Ash with the Colorado Springs Chamber of Commerce says his city is still the logical choice. It's already the temporary home of Space Command, and the Pentagon has said it will remain the interim headquarters for the next 6 years, no matter where the final home is.
We've got the full system here that the Department of Defense said, yeah, that's a great place. We got to go through this process. But, you know, at the top of the list, Colorado Springs is right there.
Naturally, other cities are not so convinced.
This is Robert Garova. That's a B-2 bomber flying over the U.S. Air Force's Plant 42 in Palmdale, California. Referred to by some as Aerospace Valley, the Antelope Valley, where Palmdale sits, has a rich history with air and spacecraft. Palmdale saw the first flight of the SR-71 Blackbird back in 1964. The space shuttle was built here. There are street signs that read Columbia and Challenger. City Manager J.J. Murphy, a former major in the Air Force Reserves, is pushing to get U.S. Space Command to land here.
When I saw it, I'm pretty aggressive. Staff will tell you that. I took it with the same vigor that we chased Amazon.
Getting SpaceCom would be great for the estimated 1,400 jobs and $1 to $2 billion in federal money to build a new facility here, sure. But Murphy says he also sees it as a way the region can continue to support deployed troops. He says he's confident about Palmdale and Plant 42's prospects, not only because of almost year-round good weather, but also because it has the other kind of space, room for the military to build and spread out.
Here, we're fortunate to have the land to be able to say, you know what, if SpaceCom comes here, this seriously could be the center of the aerospace universe.
Just a stone's throw from City Hall at Scrambles Cafe, Vietnam vet Dean Brown was finishing up a veteran's breakfast. He's lived in the area for 20 years, and for him, having SpaceCom come to Palmdale is a no-brainer, in part thanks to the close proximity of Edwards Air Force Base.
Oh, I could think of nothing better. It definitely needs to come here. It's set up for it. You've got Edwards. Give me a break. Where do you think a lot of stuff came from for start off with space? It was Edwards.
Communities in 26 states have submitted letters for consideration for Space Command. Tim Ford is the CEO of the Association of Defense Communities. He says in a perfect world, the headquarters would simply be awarded to the community that scores the highest on the evaluation criteria.
But the reality is when you're talking about a giant investment like this, there's no way that you can avoid politics.
The Pentagon has said it hopes to announce their preferred location by the end of the Trump administration in January. The Space Force has been a priority for President Trump, so he may want the Space Command decision as part of his legacy before leaving office. But if it's delayed past then, Pentagon observers expect the Biden administration to stay the course and continue the process. I'm Robert Garova.
And I'm Dan Boyce.